Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what do we got? Greatest Minnesota debuts ever, right and wrong answers. Tonight, we looked it up before. What is it again? Is it Jimmy John McCarthy? I don't remember now. Do you remember the JJ?
Is it Jimmy John? That'd be cool.
That'd be great.
I mean, he's got a marketing no-brainer.
He's got this side piece. You know, he's got this side business, and now he's trying to be the quarterback. What do we got again?
Jonathan James.
Jonathan James. Seems like Jonathan James, you could be a lot of things. Porn star.
Yep.
FM midday disc jockey.
John James.
John James.
Johnny James.
Here's John James in a
playhouse.
Tribute to Supertramp. You know? John. Can we just call him John? Because do you still want to call JJ, the original Vikings JJ? JJ, are you adopting Jets?
I still refer to Justin Jefferson as JJ.
Yeah, so on this show, do we have to call him, in our conversation, John? John McCarthy.
How about Wally McCarthy?
Well, I don't think we can call him that because we have a Wally McCarthy. Dave, should we call him on this show John McCarthy?
I prefer Jonathan.
Jonathan McCarthy.
Jonathan McCarthy.
Okay, fine. Jonathan McCarthy.
Johnny Mac.
Makes his, that's pretty good. Johnny Mack, although we just had Johnny Mack in a lot of tennis. How long has McEnroe been calling tennis, by the way?
A lot longer than he played.
It's what a run, heck of a run. Right? Just unbelievable. I just saw a video of him and Connors together. I thought he and Connors hated each other.
I did, too.
But were they yucking it? They were yucking it up with Sinner.
Disappointing.
Yeah,
I still want that bad boy.
I do. Come
Jimmy
on.
Connors doesn't seem like a good dude.
I know, and it's Sinner and Alcaraz seem like buddies. Novak and Roger apparently didn't get along for a while, but then they buried the hatchet. I liked it better. Come on.
Yeah.
Take the hatchet and bury it back. Let's go. Greatest Minnesota debuts ever. Okay, if you go like teams, like there's a lot of anticipation. Think about 61. You get the Vikings and the Twins in the same year.
Crazy.
Dave, can you look it up? Has any city ever had
two of the big four
debut the same year? Now, I know we had a lot of expansion then. That's pretty good right there. Now, again, right and wrong answers, Josh Freeman. Thank you.
Dang it. That was my go-to.
Thank you. That also yes. On a Monday night.
Oh, my God.
Against the Giants, right?
Yes.
Pretty sure. And do you remember the show connection to that?
Yes, I do.
You want to go ahead and say?
It was our Jenna Winsenberg, our producer. Was buddies with him or knew him from college?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And was assuring us he was going to be great.
Yeah.
He made us, I don't know if we had Spurgeon win yet, but let's do the Charles Barkley thing. He made us pine for Spurgeon.
Yes.
I mean, how many of those passes?
Airmailing passes, not even close.
Over.
Like he'd never played the game before.
Oh, my God. Les Steckel. Now, I think there was legitimate anticipation and excitement, but what a colossal failure. I used to be very good friends with Darren Nelson. I miss Darren. I should reach out to him. One of the great, great humans. And he told me, and I think it had been reported before, but when he told me again the story where Les, at some point during the season, was trying to motivate the players, and he brought in a diaper. And the idea that this was a soiled diaper, and that he was so committed to the team that he starts eating, in theory, the poop. To show how motivated.
That's my move.
I mean, of course it was chocolate, but I mean, how dumb does he think the players are if he thinks, yeah, our coach is ready to eat poop. I'm going to play even harder today. How about here on this radio station, and we'll need Lindsey Peterson to help me out here, the debut of Cannon and Kozlak.
Oh.
Cannon and Kozlak. Lindsey, if you're here, can you look up when did they debut, how long did they last, and how quickly did they learn to hate each other?
Oof.
It wasn't good.
No.
I mean, that's Cannon. And by the way, Ruth had a very fine career.
Yep.
Right? When I was an intern, handing out pamphlets at the fair and getting in a car accident when I drove the WCC vehicles kid, you know who's the most friendly to me of all? Ruth Kozlak.
Ruth?
Oh, she was great. But was that a Rand Gottlieb situation? Is Lindsey here today? Because he normally would come.
He is here.
Oh, okay. He's listening to Common at this point.
I have to assume.
Yeah, I assume he wanted to
Vikes
listen.
Vikes game day.
Yeah, montage or something.
Yeah, the
going on.
Tennis montage. Yeah. He couldn't miss the montage. Can't blame him. That's a good one. Now, here's somebody who definitely gets KFAN lore. When Doogie meets Laura, that's okay. You need to tell this. My producer, Darren Doogie Wolfson from the Fan Day, still great human being. I miss you, Doogie. Go ahead. Were you listening at the time, or how did you know this story?
I can't do this.
Come on.
No, that's not nice. No.
Laura is a phenomenal person.
I know.
She'll laugh at it. This is what Doogie's trying to get set up. He's already used Charger's little, one of their little rat dogs walking around Lake Calhoun.
It's like a prop dog?
It's a prop dog. And I don't remember how well it worked, but go ahead. He goes out with Laura, and I'm asking about it.
Yes, and I mean, this is heard secondhand. Maybe the words aren't exactly how they came out of his mouth.
I think they're pretty close.
Are they the same words? Probably are.
He was asked, reportedly, in legend, Doogie was asked, so how'd the date go? What'd you think? What'd you think of the gal? And he referred to her as something along the lines of a low-maintenance 7.
Yeah.
Wow. And she's married to him?
Yeah. By the way, Laura is a 10. I mean, she's attractive. She's smart. She's successful.
Puts up with him.
She's funny. And most of all, she puts up with his nonsense. Two kids. I mean, yeah. That is fantastic. Krispy Kremes. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
I remember I went to even the media line in Maple Grove, and it was utterly ridiculous. And then, like, the next day was what you refer to as the rabble, you know, mm-hmm. the non-elitists, yeah. Like you. I mean, the lines were, like, miles long for an OK donut.
Yeah. And they were gone like that.
And by the way, the Amish donuts, they're the same thing at the fair.
Those are good.
They're good. How long would you wait in line for those?
15 minutes. What have they been there? 3 years now?
Think
Peachy's?
So.
The lines are still an hour and a half?
Yeah. No chance. No, I think they're just barely better than Krispy Kremes. I just think the donut is really overrated. But more power to them, right? Okay, we got plenty coming in. Right and wrong answers only. And then we'll get to a little bit the anticipation of the game. And what is a realistic expectation for J.J. tonight? Because if they score on the first drive, Vikings Twitter may have a mass orgasm on Twitter if that's allowed. I don't know if that's allowed. I don't know about cleanliness. But what would happen if they go to – and like just pinpoint yeah. passing, right? We're working in Jones, Mason, of course. And guess who's got to score the touchdown?
J.J.
No.
Mm-mm-mm. Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen. Has to score the touchdown, and he does the gritty right next to JJ. Uncontrollable exuberance will be taking place. Aquarius is the topic right now. Aquarius started in 1987, earning the right to be recommended. When they sent me this copy in August, I was thinking, they're talking about furnaces now? Come on, Aquarius, calm down. Wait till October. Well, then, in this fraudulent month of September, where only bottom feeders continue it, a great month, when it was 38 the other day in the morning, when it was 40 And Dave, can you imagine some
character building?
Can you imagine Dave some buffoon saying this is the best month of the year?
It's clownish.
Clownish, fireable behavior. What's not clownish or fireable is working with Aquarius. Of course, the Kinetico drinking water system. I had three big mugs today. I'm sick of the at-night cramps. You know, you want those? No, don't want those. How about, yeah, turned on the dishwasher before I left. I got the water softener for that, for the laundry, and also for the just the overall, your showers, things like that. But your furnace, you might have to turn it on this weekend. Right now, Aquarius is offering you, how about this, a $29 furnace tune-up, because they work with everything in your utility room. Aquarius can help you out in so many aspects of your home, condo, cabin. Don't wait. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Songs from musicals Dave Harrigan loves.
Incorrect.
Okay. Adam Robert Carter,
tribute of our buddy Christopher Columbus. Mamma Mia.
Also incorrect.
Yeah. Mamma Mia.
Can we get him back on?
Well, Columbus Day is coming up, right?
Yeah, We better get him back on. He's been denied many opportunities. Okay, what do we have?
Well, it is Vikings opener day, so I figured we bring some of the music that really fired up the real Vikings, you know, back in the days, getting on ships from, you know, Scandinavian countries, Sweden, Norway, Denmark. All the music they would listen to before a nice adventure to go plunder and take over land.
Plunder. Good
so
word.
We've got good music that I'm sure they were listening to on their ships. Some
sure.
Bands that originated from Sweden, Norway, and Denmark.
I like it. Very good. Among the texts, cool fall weather, 60s is best weather of the year. That's fine. Guess when fall starts? End of September. This is summer. September 22nd.
I'll get you a copy
is
of the
when
calendar.
Fall. I mean, I assume your calendar is like an invisible ink, right? Because it changes frequently.
It's pliable.
Monday, September 22nd at 1:19 p.m.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Will be the start of fall.
Yeah, this is summer. When it's in the low 40s in early September, it's gross. And if you like it, move to Siberia. What do you think about that, Dave?
Yeah, and thank stay you. There, too.
How about the debut and disaster of Howard Stern in the Twin Cities market? Not true, by the way. Now, if the goal was to bring Tom down, complete failure.
Yep.
But Howard Stern in the mornings was clear-cut second place. Clear-cut second place. It's just that Tom, I think, was 2.5 times ahead of him. They just had spent so much money trying to, you know, bring him down. Also, they did
Bob FM?
What was that disgusting filth of a human being, Andy Bloom, who was a part of it. And if you wonder why I just called him disgusting and filth of a human being, go to the Google.
Yeah.
Just horrifying.
Awful.
Horrifying. And he worked here. They also remember Stern was doing specific hours just attacking Bernard.
That's right.
And Bernard played it brilliantly. Didn't acknowledge it. You know, so considering the money they spent, it was failure. Anytime the state of Minnesota debuts a new computer site.
Yeah.
That's true. Grand Casino Arena, the G spot, just debuted. What do you think about Jason Aldean? Does it matter that? I mean, he's.
My daughters went.
Did they?
They both went.
They liked it?
Yep. They're big MAGA, though, you know.
What was the MAGA ratio, you think, at the G spot for Aldean? 90?
Yeah.
90. Duty Eby. Well, now, he really didn't play until, like.
Just David Stern pronouncing his name.
Yeah. I already orgasmed with the mention of football. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Liriano pitching against Roger Clemens in Houston. That is a good one. That's 2006. That's when the team was dead in the water. And Gardenhire has the meeting with Morneau and says, basically, you're lazy as bleep. We're about to send you down. Then he takes off and is amazing and wins the MVP. That's when, for a while that year, their second best pitcher was this guy named Johan Santana.
Yeah. Think about that.
Think about it.
He was Liriano was untouchable.
Untouchable. For a couple months. I think he would have been 12-3 or something just crazy. Because it might have been Santana Pettit and then Liriano Clemens. And then, of course, what happens? Liriano gets hurt. He would come back later to get one of the weirdest no-hitters ever. Didn't he, like, walk, like, eight guys or something? Like, just craziness. But they make it. And is that the year they go out to Oakland right away? Might have been that year. That's a good one. Let's see. Russell Shimoka. Russell Shimoka. That's a good hindsight, right, where it just became, he can't be this bad. He can't be this bad. Now, again, KFAN lore, Thor Tolo. That's when the fan ran the huge ad campaign when they were attacking the Packers. I'd have to call. Our guy Patrick was behind it. And it was Thor joining the station in the mornings. Thor, who is a wonderful human being, but he was battling some demons at the time. Was Sam Sigelman, did he leave our show to produce Thor, or did he come back to us? But Sam used to have to pick up Thor because he was battling his demons. But I've also told you, Thor would go up. This is the 611 Frontenac place, which is just such a dump. Such a dump. He would go up in the upstairs studio, and he's this very nice man. But he had incredibly high opinion of himself. And he would sit there, and you could hear him out of the studio laughing at his jokes. Something similar to you do now.
I do that all the time. What's wrong with that?
Looked like you were looking something up.
I just looked up the Liriano no-hitter. It was May 3rd, 2011, against the White Sox in Chicago. Two strikeouts in the game for Liriano, six walks. Anybody guess what his ERA was going into that start?
It was not good, right?
No, it was not good. 9.13 a month into the season.
9.13? Are you serious?
Yes.
Herschel.
Yeah.
That's a legit one.
Great debut and the highlight of his career.
Yeah. The shoe. 164 yards against the Packers. Peaked. Like you early.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, okay. Let's just go through the teams. Like the North Stars, who, like maybe when Broughton first played a game for the North Stars, you think.
Did Madonna come out as a superstar?
Right. I mean, number one picks, Lawton and Madonna. I'm just thinking Neil just because he had such a great, right? Twins, I was there. Eddie Bain faced David Clyde, 1973, 4th of July. Eddie Bain was out of my school, super hype. So was his David Clyde. Also, the game was, I think his name was Captain Dynamite, where he would blow himself up on the field. He was also 16 years later when I'm calling games to Orlando Twins in the summer of 89. He was still doing the same gig, Adam.
No.
When you're Captain Dynamite for almost two decades, not a good gig.
No, but no. I mean, 16 years.
Blowing yourself up. Oh, my God. Okay. Wolves, I guess KG, right? Probably as hyped as anybody, but in Sacramento, so it was a road game. Vikings, who approaches JJ recently? I mean, Jefferson was the 21st or 22nd pick, right? I mean, you thought highly, but.
But Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Adrian.
Adrian, that's a good one.
Obviously,
right?
Brett showing up here.
Brett.
Yep.
Yeah. That's even more, right? Oh, Brett's more than AP.
He had a helicopter.
Yeah. He had a helicopter.
Chopper 5, following
right?
from St. Paul.
You could say debuts when the Vikings were getting arrested all the time in the 80s when Ricey was, did he do like the Bermuda Triangle? Because there was like, they always get arrested leaving Winter Park, you know? How about restaurants? I'll go, how about this one? Mall of America.
Yeah.
Mall of America and then Planet Hollywood. Did we have all the big names come in for Planet Hollywood? Oh, remember, yeah. It was like
Arnold was
Arnold.
There. Yep.
Bruce Willis. We go in Dumi.
Wasn't the Chucker doing like live at the Planet Hollywood?
Was Chucker out there?
Was he did do
like
a bit
Chuck
out
Knobloch?
There.
There was some, I think he was interviewing Chuck Knobloch.
Standing in for all the time.
Chucker. How is our guy, the last man, doing?
Good. Johnny Rock.
Johnny Rock. Great person. Is there like, I'm trying to think of a restaurant that was, I mean, when Gavin Kaysen came to town for the foodies, you know, Spoon and Stables lived up to every bit of the hype.
Sorry, you already named it. Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme. Just trying to think of something else. Something else that just was a total system failure of a debut. There's teams, obviously.
Bella Notte?
Well, Bella Notte was a success run for a while.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Michael Hollowell Candy knew about it.
Yeah, he absolutely did. He did. All right, so you're solo again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do Dumber
sure.
again?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I have a topic next. I just thought of it. I forgot it briefly. Metro Transit bumping up security, they say, dramatically. Will that change your thoughts if you've been off Metro Transit? If you've been off light rail, even off buses? For some, they don't have a damn choice. For those, let's hope Metro Transit security makes it a lot better. Will this change your approach, or are you completely out? It's 32 past 12 on CCO.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Met Council, highly controversial. Does anybody like the Met Council?
I think the Met Council likes the Met Council.
I'm not even sure they do, just from an insider.
Okay.
They approved a $56 million two-year contract that will add nearly round-the-clock security guards and also the Transit Rider Investment Program, agents at more of Metro Transit's busiest and most troubled transit stations. This includes the Snelling Avenue Green Line Station, the Brooklyn Center Transit Center, Uptown Transit Center. More personnel also roam train cars and stations in St. Paul's Hamlin Midway neighborhood and a handful of other locations. Okay, so for you to go back on mass transit in this town, let's include buses also. Buses and light rail. What has to happen? 651-461-9226. I get it. For the light rail, the money is obscene, grotesque, and it doesn't match up with the benefit in any way, considering Southwest light rail. Remind me again. What is it again? $2 point something billion? Can you just Google again Southwest Light Rail, the latest number, and it seems like we're about due for another increase? So unless it's going to pick us up at our home, teleport us to wherever we want to go, it's not worth it. Most towns where subways and light rails work more efficiently, it's just tied to the fabric of how the city was built. I get the intrigue. I get how you worry about how many cars, how much highway, what are we doing to the climate. I get the appeal, but the cost is asinine. Where are we at now in Southwest Light Rail?
Looks like the projected cost originally was just a shade over $2 billion, but I think the latest estimate $2.86 billion.
Okay, so it's going to be a $3 billion Southwest light rail.
No, I don't think you heard $2.86.
I did. $3 billion more by the time it's done. Some people in our audience have no choice. Some people have no choice mainly due to finances. Sometimes it's age, where I have to go on light rail. I have to go on the bus. Some make the decision for efficiency. When they work, when they're convenient, Dave, they both can be great. You know, let's say you drive to either station and you park your car there, you bike there, and you're on there and with Wi-Fi and efficiency, and maybe it's a 30-minute drive, and hopefully you're not talking loud on the phone. Please, for the love of God, no. But you're texting, you're communicating, you're getting ready for work, you're communicating with loved ones. It really can work. The sad thing is, the safety has been shameful the last few years. I know I used to bring my son on it because he loves trains. And it hurts me greatly that I tried once last winter, and we went to about four or five stations, and people were coming up and saying stuff to us. And I'm like, Quentin, we're just going to go off right now. They don't have enough. The rate of serious crimes, reading from the Star Tribune story, like robbery, assault, and homicides on transit, has stayed low and stable for years. Officials say with fewer than five incidents per 100,000 rides. The rate of all crimes, which includes less serious crimes like drug use, vandalism, is higher and far more volatile. It's bounced between 10 and 25 incidents per 1,000 riders. And here we go. The total number of crimes reported jumped to more than 2,000 in each of the first two quarters of 2025. They're suggesting, Metro Transit Police suggest, because they have more people patrolling the trains, buses, and stations. That is an example. But we could open up the phones for a long time, just say anecdotal. How safe do you feel? How safe do you feel when people are sleeping on there? How safe do you feel when they're openly using drugs? How safe do you feel when there are interactions where you want no part of them? So, Dave, when you read this, it's significant money. $57 million over 2 years, round-the-clock security. That's good. Is that enough to convince Dave Harrigan, okay, I'm with my family. There's four of us. We could drive this, but you know what? I'd rather save the money. I'd rather have the efficiency to hop on the bus or light rail. And I'm now encouraged to the point where I'm going to give it a try again because of this change.
Show me results.
Yeah.
This seems very promising.
Yep.
I'm happy to hear it. But show me results. I mean, part of the reason I don't ride right now is because it got to a point where I didn't feel comfortable always. I will still remember the day when I had to step over somebody who was laying by the door to get on the train. I said, you know, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. This just doesn't feel right anymore. And this was well before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason I probably still don't ride is it's just not convenient.
Yeah.
It's just not convenient
for most people.
I am in Woodbury. It's just so much more convenient just to drive myself downtown, find a spot to park. And, you know, I park in about Ashwaubenon, so I save money that way.
Yeah.
So it's really not that much of a cost savings. It would save miles on my car, sure. I'd love to hear some results in a few months.
It's probably got to be both, don't you think? Where not only you see the results, but other people you know who have experienced what you've experienced say, you know what, it is different.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, next summer, would I take my kids to a, you know, Twins game, Sunday afternoon game? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be fine with that, catching the train if they want to ride the train. Would I take them right, you know, on a Friday night game? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Adam was with us. He's a prime example. For a number of years, he would drive to the Fort Snelling station.
Yes.
And he would get a lot of his work done. Or, by the way, do no work, knowing that he was about to spend 8 hours in it, and get away and listen to music, whatever it might be. He doesn't do it anymore. And I'm not talking about the folks who just never were going to do it. And that's you, right? And more often than not, am I on my own where I live in this town? Probably not, but I have some options, right? And if I'm younger, if I live in a different location, I want that to be an option. For the staggering amount of money that we've spent on all these trains and these upkeeps and the upkeeping of it, if we don't keep spending, inventing words as always possible on radio, if we don't keep spending plenty more money in security, it's complete failure, right?
Sure.
If this doesn't work, double it. You have to exhaust every possibility of security, or else you're looking at billions and billions and billions of dollars. We already shut down the North Star one, which never even made it to St. Cloud, which was the whole point.
It's close, though.
Big Lake.
Not that close.
Not that close. And then here's the other big X factor before we pause and take calls and texts. A lot of people working from home. That home is their condo, their house, their parents' basement, whatever it might be. So the idea that it was set up under the guise of we're going to be more of a vibrant downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul, she's out of here. And on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 75%? 70? What do you say?
70s, maybe fair.
Yeah. Monday and Fridays, pretty damn quiet.
Mm-hmm.
30, 40% of what it used to be?
Yeah, better than that, but yeah. It's no 70.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some Mondays and Fridays when I leave here, I'm like, Jesus, there's no one here. So that's a factor also. What are your thoughts on it, and what would bring you back to a transit station, a train, a bus? How much is driven by security versus, I never thought the idea made any sense to begin with. 651-461-9226. When I talk about Amber Scholl and Team Scholl, I don't just talk about it on the air. I don't just mention that I've been with this office for 35 years, that Amber's been with the office for 15 years, that Amber's been running the office the last 3-4 years. I also talk to her and make sure I'm getting the best deal. And that's when I did, when I was making that long drive up to Duluth the other day. I had a number of questions. Amber had a number of questions for me. It was great. She's professional. She's smart. She's funny. She's likable. And they have so many good people like that with Team Scholl. They're not, it's just not Amber cobbling together insurance. It's American Family. It's American Family with a team. You want a local agent. You just do. If you just go with one of the big companies, including American Family, it's just better to know when the kid gets in the car accident or the tree falls on the roof or the hail happens, you have a local office. TeamScholl.com. If you're with a different insurance company, see if your rates are better. If you're just adding a kid, see if your rates are better. They'll help you out. TeamScholl.com. I'm reading text here. As a retired Metro Transit driver, I can tell you that this announced dramatic improvement is complete BS. They've announced improvements 8 times over the last 6 years and nothing improves it. That's experience. And I'm glad everybody texts 651-461-9226. But what's the alternative, Dave? They're not going to just shut them down. They're not going to say, okay, we have issues, and they do. And anybody who tells you they don't is lying. But they've decided when they installed them that they decided the costs were just too colossus to have the typical go through a turnstile. They've decided it's still too onerous, so they worry about the people who are riding for free. And some of those folks, the ones who are causing trouble, But you have this, you're billions and billions and billions of dollars into this. You can't just say, okay, we're shutting down every train and every bus. So they have to keep trying. And some of it's PR, but some of it is fact-based. And they need to see those the crime numbers drop.
Could you ever get to the point where you say, you know what, the trains just aren't worth it anymore?
Oh, I think there are tens of thousands of people who feel that way. But for the city, counties, and state to say, after billions of dollars, after all the trains and buses which work in various cities, states, and countries, that we're just going to concede? No. We're a long, long way away from that.
We're also a long, long way from places where these, you know, specifically the trains do work. You know, when we're talking about metro areas that are so condensed with people, then that's not the Twin Cities.
It's duly noted. Person put $4 billion, but let's just go with $3 billion. God knows when it's done. $4 billion assumes that all the stuff already installed will work and will not have to be replaced.
That's right.
Yeah. By the time the Southwest Light Rail gets done, what are they saying, 27? Some of the stuff's been already out there so long, it's probably broken down. Wait a minute, I thought there was no issue at all. It's safe and vibrant. I respond to the texter saying, we're down here every day. How many times have you had a problem during the day?
I got mugged 8 times.
Yeah, today.
Monday, just last Monday.
Zero. That's the amount of times the problem during the day. At night, I'm probably downtown on a weekend. Every other weekend. I don't live too far from it. I love all the restaurants, love all the fun. As I've said so many times, are there more areas now which aren't as safe as they were 10 years ago? Yep. Most of it's dependent upon the lack of police officers. And a lot of that happened because of COVID and George Floyd. But acting like there aren't so many restaurants and bars and fun places down here at night when you're going to feel safe, get out of here. Acting like we don't have crime issues in the rural area. Acting like we don't have crime issues in downtown 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And by the way, the trains with the individuals causing trouble, they're not always going downtown. Okay? Plenty of them going other places. But if you want to go to the lazy stereotype that, oh, you can't come down here, you're just not coming down here. Officials should learn from officials in Japan. Well, I saw something last week about China. Did you see they were able to get like numerous more super trains done that travel at ungodly speeds, and they're done like in a blink of the eye. Our infrastructure in our country has fallen so far behind other Westernized countries. Why aren't we just tremendous at this? Why aren't we better with our infrastructure? We certainly spend enough. Our debt is uncalculable. So why don't we have better, you know, infrastructure in this country? Professor, tell me why.
I'll get to work on that. I got to do some research.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. $500 million for the Gold Line Rapid Transit East Metro. The wife and I have friendly side bets of the number of riders we see in the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
I
look every time, too.
It's going to be a lot, isn't it?
Couple riders here, couple riders there.
Yeah. Let's go 50, just real quick here. Like it or not, this is why Trump is talking about sending places. There's a serious crime issue in cities. In certain places, it's worse. He's only looking for cities that align against his politics. And also, if he really wants to make it better, let's funnel a ton of money for law enforcement, for permanency. But if everything's perfectly clean and safe, that's a lie. But you can have a nuanced approach to it. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.